Welcome to Beyond the Big Agencies, the podcast for SLPs, OTs, PTs, and related service providers who want to work with schools, but not for them. I'm Elise Mitchell, an SLP, a school contracting coach, and the owner of the Therapist Support Network, here to help you take control of your career, do what you love, and build a sustainable practice on your terms. Because school staffing should be left to the professionals. Let's dig in. Hey everyone, welcome back to Beyond the Big Agencies. I am Elise Mitchell, your host, and today we are diving into an important topic and the inspiration behind the podcast title, which is why schools and districts benefit from working directly with a provider-run business rather than going through a large investor-run staffing agency. Before we jump in, I want to start with a quick disclaimer. There is no wrong way to work with schools. Many providers choose to work with large staffing agencies for a variety of reasons. And the goal of this episode is not to make anyone feel bad about those choices. Instead, we're here to highlight the value that provider-run businesses bring to the table and to level out the playing field so schools can make informed decisions. All right. So, if you've ever wondered whether working with a small provider-led company or an independent contractor could actually give your students better support, you're in the right place. So this podcast is geared towards special education directors or providers who are independent contractors who are interested in ways to advocate for going small versus the large staffing agency. So I'm really excited to dive into this topic. Let's break it down. All right. The problem with large agencies, and I have worked with, particularly in my scale program, I have worked with larger staffing companies that are therapist founded. So I'm really specifically speaking to investor run staffing agencies or staffing agencies that come from the medical model. So that's what I'm speaking to. Big agencies might seem like the easy choice. They have the name recognition. They promise a big pool of providers. And they have recruiters and salespeople and all of these individuals who, by the way, typically don't have a background in therapy. And so they can seem like the better option, right? They are established. But here's the reality. Many school districts quickly find that working with larger agencies comes with challenges. The first is high turnover. Schools often find themselves in a revolving door of providers because large staffing agencies often prioritize filling positions over retaining providers. So, I mean, I'm a provider. I get these phone calls with absolutely abysmal rates where recruiters don't necessarily know about the school that I'm going to be placed in. So if I was to take a position, I would not be taking a position that I really knew all that much about, and I would be signing on with a rate that was not sustainable. So the likelihood that I was going to continue in that placement is pretty small. And staffing agencies are known for that increase in turnover, not only with their providers, but with the managers. I mean, you can go on Glassdoor and see it. The company had another investor get involved, or a CEO left, or a COO left. And because of that, there was a round of layoffs in managers. And so providers don't know who to turn to. I mean, it's all over Glassdoor. If you look at multiple staffing agencies, it's just par for the course when you have people making decisions who are invested in the financial aspect of everything. So when you have high turnover, both with managers and with the providers actually providing the service. Two, with many large staffing companies, there tends to be a lack of personalized service. So large companies really focus on scaling and not as much relationships, right? It's a matter of quantity over quality, especially if you have investors involved who are driven by the numbers. You are going to look more at quantity, the average of new contracts obtained versus quality, the average students dismissed, so to speak. So a lot of times, the larger the agency, the less personalized service that you receive. And this is something that is beautiful about provider-run businesses or contractors, and I'll get to that in a minute. So often large staffing agencies, your district may be assigned a representative. Ideally, your district is assigned a representative where that individual has a background in therapy or special education. But I have seen representatives assigned to schools where their background is sales. and they don't truly understand what compliance is or what a reasonable caseload is. And that can put a district in a bind, especially once school starts. The third thing, inconsistent quality. So some agencies prioritize profits over ensuring their providers are the right fit. So this can lead to a misalignment in skill set, experience, or even commitment to school-based work. So again, when you lower your rate as an individual that hires, the lower you go on rate, the less picky you can be, right? And so often you have providers who, like with me, I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there for the world. Please do not ever give me a caseload that involves or requires knowledge in AAC. Outside of what I had in college, I really haven't had much. And I would not, I mean, I'm a speech therapist. I have my master's degree. I am licensed, but I cannot serve that caseload. I would not be a good fit for that caseload. And so when you have recruiters that can't voice what the caseload looks like, or let's say what some staffing agencies do is they'll just hire a pool of providers before the contracts are even there. That to me is a huge warning sign. If you are a school district listening to this and they say, oh yeah, we have people on standby ready, to me, that's a red flag. Because, and I get it, you want someone in there, you want someone serving the minutes, but if they have people on standby, what is the likelihood that those individuals have the skill set needed to work with your students? Another thing I will say, I love working with older students and I'm really strong at it. I am strong at educationally relevant goals for high schoolers. I don't know if I'm all that great with preschool. I can do it, but am I the best fit? No. Would it be the same quality of services that you get from someone who specifically applied and interviewed for a preschool role? No. So because of this tendency to, like, we bring on people and we find the contracts for them, you can have inconsistent quality and expertise on your team. All right, number four about the pain points of working with a large staffing agency. The fourth thing that I put is there are many staffing agencies that come with hidden fees and a lack of transparency. So let's start with the hidden fees. Schools often pay more than they realize, with added costs going towards agency overhead rather than directly benefiting the students. So oftentimes what will happen with staffing agencies is there will be hidden fees, onboarding fees, or fees with group sizes. It will be very complex. And so on paper, it might seem more affordable, but then when you get into it, you realize, oh, wow, we have all these fees that showed up. And then an overall lack of transparency. This tends to go with that last point that I was making of, like, the school that has a pool of therapists and they'll just staff them. I've also seen this from companies that claim to be provider run or claim to be provider led, but again, turn to Glassdoor or honestly, turn to LinkedIn, and you can find that these companies have individuals calling the shots that have tech backgrounds or have medical backgrounds. And that's not to mean that those individuals aren't highly knowledgeable, but when you have those individuals calling the shots, most of the time they are driven by profit. You know what is not profitable? Dismissing students. That is not profitable. So And I'm not saying, like, every investor-run company is bad. There's probably some great ones out there, I think. But I would just really do your due diligence to look into these companies, particularly the ones that say provider-run, that are not, because that's not who's calling the shots. And these companies have amazing therapists. I have worked with some amazing therapists in my time with staffing agencies. But the therapists at the end of the day were not the ones making the decisions for the company. And so I just would keep that in mind with transparency. Who is your money going to? And what does that person prioritize? Okay, so next we're going to switch to the positive, and that's the benefits of a provider-run business and or independent contractor. So just contracting directly with the therapist who's going to be providing the service. So when a school contracts directly with either a provider-run business or an independent contractor, the experience is different and in the best way possible. So here's why. One, stronger relationships and stability, typically. And this is all typical. We have those outliers, and I get it. but I'm going to just speak to stereotypical what we will likely deal with. All right. One, stronger relationships and stability. A provider-run business isn't looking for a short-term placement the majority of the time. There are some therapists that just want FMLA, that just want those things, and that's beautiful, and please use them. But the majority of the time, these are companies that are looking for a long-term partnership. Your continued commitment to using their company is what is putting the meal on their table. It is what is getting their daughter through dance classes. Like, this company is really relying on a strong relationship with you to meet their financial needs. So that means that typically they're committed to the school and the students and the success of the services. Usually, when there is that commitment to service, that leads to better outcomes for students. That leads to high quality services. That leads to really tailoring services to all the stakeholders. So you tend to have a strong relationship and what feels like a partnership with your provider-run business or your independent contractor. So another benefit to working with a provider-run business is tailored services and flexibility. So I see this a lot with larger staffing agencies, is they won't take the smaller contracts. And I don't see that as much with my customer base. So provider-run businesses aren't bound by a corporate structure of we only take contracts over this many FTE, et cetera. They can offer customized services based on the school's specific needs rather than pushing a one-size-fits-all. This is where you get those bilingual services, those niche-specific services like AAC. You can have these beautifully tailored services that meet your school's needs and your school's population. So another pro to working with a provider-run company is there tends to be an increased communication and responsiveness. I am going to give a disclaimer here because I think anyone listening likely knows that I have a background in the staffing agency space. And I have worked with some amazing communicators. However, they were also therapists. They were therapists turned managers, and they were amazing and wonderful and beautiful. And I learned so much from them. But when you work with these smaller companies, instead of going through multiple layers of bureaucracy, right, where the therapist has the manager and the manager has to have their manager has to get, you know, C-suite approval. And those multiple layers, schools work directly with the provider. If it's an independent contractor, that provider is also the business owner. So you got a quick question about an invoice, they can very quickly answer it. Or if it's a small business, it's a matter of texting their boss, right? So you have less layers and communication, and that tends to lead to quicker response. And also that leads to increased collaboration, more immediate problem solving when needed. So if you have a situation where maybe they staff a provider there that's not the best fit, or the provider isn't doing something specific on their paperwork, you have direct access to the company owner that is very invested on keeping your school happy. All right, number four, and this will surprise you, that is cost effective. I will give a disclaimer. So there are staffing agencies that are charging little right now, right? I see it on RFPs, particularly in Florida. I won't call out any staffing agencies by name, but they're charging very, very small amounts. So when I say cost effective, I don't necessarily mean they charge less an hour. However, schools are often surprised to learn that working with a provider-run business in the long run can be a better financial solution. Why? Because often provider-run businesses have a strong sense of understanding towards compliance and educationally relevant services, right? And what does that lead to? That leads to minutes decreasing. That leads to dismissals when it's not appropriate. So even though you do pay more an hour off at times because staffing agencies have so many contracts that they're able to charge less per hour, you are getting an increase in quality service at times, right? Especially if it's a company that's going to staff multiple therapists there and there's going to be a revolving door of therapists because they don't pay very much and that therapist can't stay there very long because they're underpaid. So you're going to have that revolving door with staffing agencies. If you have a new provider every 2 months, guess what doesn't happen? so many times dismissals doesn't happen. I know as a provider, if I walk into a new contract, I don't immediately start dismissing people. Well, I do now. I'm pretty savage now, but I didn't when I first started out. And I think now I do it because it's my company, right? It's my name. And so I feel really comfortable doing that. But if I worked for another company, I think I'd be more hesitant. So when you have agencies, often, and I have gone in and I have cleaned up after these agencies, they have had so many providers in there for just a short amount of time that there have been students on the caseload that were no longer appropriate to be receiving school-based services at the intensity that they were. So I get it that staffing agency was very affordable. However, they couldn't pay their provider on that rate. And that reflected on the caseload. Another thing to know when you look at cost, when you cut out the middleman and you have a provider-run business, if you hire a provider-run business, you're getting two providers because you're not just getting the provider that's doing the services, but their boss is a provider. Their boss knows compliance. Their boss knows documentation. So you're really getting two for the price of one. Not that they're both going to be providing services, but you're also paying for a mentor for that provider. And I just will advocate that the money you spend when you go with an independent contractor or a provider-run business goes towards services, not corporate profit margins, not whatever technology that company is creating, not shareholders. It goes to a provider and the business owner and maybe whatever, you know, admin they're using or something like that. But you're cutting out so many middlemen when you use a provider-run business. All right. And I touched on this in other ones, and that is just quality care for students. Provider-run businesses. And again, I'm not going to say that like therapists work with staffing agencies don't care for their students. They absolutely do. I've worked with so many wonderful therapists over my time. But provider-run businesses will absolutely take pride in their work. They will ensure that their provider is paid in a way to try to retain their provider. So many are specialists in school-based therapy and passionate about student progress. And their motivation is driven by professional fulfillment rather than meeting agency quotas or investor margins, right? The focus is on the quality of service. And that is different. So I just want to recap for those of you who are listening who are contractors and you're thinking, how do I reassure a school that I'm a good fit, even though I'm not a large agency? I just want to touch over these five things again really quickly for you. So you have these kind of in your back pocket as you go to handle the feedback, you know, why would I work with you over a large agency? First, you prioritize relationships and stability. You prioritize having someone there all year so the students get to know their person. You are a stable solution. Two, you can offer tailored services and flexibility. You can move around what the school needs. You don't have a one-size-fits-all solution because you don't have an agency quota you're trying to meet. So two, you can tailor your services and you can be flexible. Three, you have increased communication and responsiveness. This school is your priority. There's not multiple layers of bureaucracy that you have to go through to get a decision made. You are there and you are ready to communicate. Four, you are cost effective. You prioritize quality services that work to get students where they need to be educationally so they either don't rely on you or they rely on you less. Also, the money that a school pays goes directly towards your business and your services. There aren't these overhead fees or corporate profits that schools have to worry about. So you are cost effective, even if that dollar is higher, because they're getting a value. And number five, you prioritize quality care for students and stakeholders. You take pride in your work. You specialize in whatever you specialize in. And you are passionate about student progress and demonstrating that to caregivers, to educators, to anyone involved. So those are five reasons why you are a beneficial answer to a school that may think, I need this company that shows up at every conference and has all these therapists blowing up my Facebook ads. No, they don't. They would benefit so much from you. So I wanted to do a recap and flip the script a little bit like I was speaking to a provider. Flipping back, we're going on a ride, people. What can schools do? So if you are a SPED director listening to this and your school or district has relied on big agencies, but you're noticing gaps in your service, now is the time to explore other options. Do not associate large agencies with higher quality agencies. Do not assume that that agency, because they're large, they're going to have a person for you. Because if that was the case, they would not be blowing up all of our cell phones all times of day asking us if we're looking for a job. I also, for those of you listening, I don't know how to get off those lists. I've tried. I keep texting stop. So anyway, schools, what you can do, start by connecting with provider-run therapy businesses. Many of you have a private practice in your town that also provides school services, or you can reach out to me on Instagram at the Therapist Support Network and tell me what state you're in. I know a massive amount of contractors because of my business, but there are so many different ways to find provider-run businesses or independent contractors out there when you struggle to recruit in-house. That's such a beautiful next option for you. All right, my final thoughts. At the end of the day, schools deserve reliable, high-quality services, and students deserve consistency. And when they can't get that on the path of employment and find a direct hire, they're going to lean to contract options. Provider-run businesses or independent contractors offer a win-win. They have better services, better relationships, and they are a more effective use of resources and school sped funds. All right. If this episode resonated with you, please share it with an administrator or special education director who might benefit from hearing it. And if you're a therapist thinking about brief from these big agencies, check out the Therapist Support Network for resources to help get you started. If you want to find a therapist-run business and work for a business instead, you can message me. I know a lot of them. Just let me know what state you're in. And thank you so much for tuning in to Beyond the Big Agencies. I will see you next time. That's a wrap on this episode of Beyond the Big Agencies. Remember, success isn't just met for the big staffing agencies. It's met for providers like you who show up, take action, and build something meaningful. So go get them. And if you're ready for more support strategies and a community that gets it, join us inside the Therapist Support Network. You don't have to do this alone. Head to www.thetherapistsupportnetwork.com to connect, learn, and grow with other SLPs, OTs, PTs, and related service providers building their own path. Until next time, keep pushing forward.